I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Profile, brought to you every week by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly, for all your potty platter needs. It's Gloria Food. Joining me, as he always does every week during the football season, is Beverly head coach Dan Bauer. Dan, big win last week to move 2-0 on the season.
Yeah, it was a good win. We're a good win.
You know, certainly the score surprised, I think, most people who looked at that game as probably the marquee game of the weekend. Two teams coming off solid victories the week before. The where was Gloucester was big, solid, you know, and they were going to present a problem for you. And you guys had the big win against Wakefield, and you would also present problems for them. However, the final score is indicative of maybe something less than a fair fight.
Oh, I don't know about that. It was, you know, the game was really tight going midway through the second quarter. You know, we really didn't get a whole lot going offensively, and it was a game of field position. You know, I think we came up on top of that, and then we were fortunate to go in with a late score in the first half, and that really, you know, put us in a comfortable lead. But you never feel comfortable up there, and, you know, obviously they battled the whole time, and, you know, we had another field position issue with the muff punt at the end for that last score. So, you know, it's hard to tell. We made a lot of mistakes in that game, but, you know, the kids worked hard, they played hard, so, you know, we were happy to get out of there with a win.
All right, now this next game coming up, Peabody, they're coming off a disappointing loss the first week, big win last week against Somerville. Doug Santos was back to being Doug Santos again. And again, the team is obviously going to be fused with a renewed confidence coming off the success of last year and then getting that kind of a bounce back win in week two.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing good football, a big shutout against, you know, a former GBL opponent. You know, that's always a big game for them. And certainly, you know, they played well in all facets of the game, you know, and they were able to control the ball for most of it, and they played really good defense. So it's going to be a big physical matchup for sure. You know, obviously one of the best running backs in the state. And really they're not a one-man team. You know, there are a lot of contributors on that team. So it's going to be it's a big task for us.
You know, certainly we talked about this past week on the Monday night show, and he was saying one of the biggest tasks he had was rebuilding the offensive line, where he lost all his veteran line from last year that did such a great job in blocking for Santos. And that line may be coming together maybe a little bit faster than he anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly can see the improvement they made from week one to week two. And you know, it's hard to tell because, you know, every year is so different. And you know, certainly when you get the line, it's all about chemistry too. And then once it clicks, then look out. So, you know, and particularly with the weapons that they have, you know, again, you know, it's going to be a big matchup.
You know, certainly, and the way that things will play out this year, going into the first week of the league play, this is where you really need to establish the momentum for heading into the middle of the season.
Yeah, it establishes a lot, you know. Certainly, you know, going this would be week three, and then obviously this is a 7-week cycle. Then you go from there. But you know, jumping into league play is always important. It's a big game for both teams because of the league play. But certainly, you know, it's one of those games where you kind of measure your team where you are at this point. You know, did you take a step forward from last week? You know, was your team one that read the press clippings and didn't work as hard during the week? Or did they ignore the press clippings and get out there and work hard to improve each week? And that's what we're trying to strive for, is really, you know, eliminate the noise and work really hard and get better, because we made a lot of mistakes last week. And we keep making these mistakes, we're not going to improve. And in this game, you can't stay the same. You either get better or you get worse. So we're hoping that we take a step forward.
You know, again, certainly, I know you got a bunch of things you got to take care of. So we're going to leave it at that. I'll talk to you at the end of the week for a recap. If not, we'll do this again next Wednesday. I want to thank you, as always, for your time, Coach.
You always appreciate it, Tim. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's been Panther Profile with Beverly head coach Dan Bauer, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns.